WhatsApp Mandy
on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Mandy. Yes, we clearly need a new national commissioner. For the umpteenth time, the incumbent is clearly not up to the task. Cheers, bye.
Thanks for that. Share your thoughts. Let me know what you think. There's this big fuss going on now about Kekle Sithole because IPED has registered a criminal case against him over its investigation into the Charles Kinnear murder. And it seems like he's ducking and diving. But there's a much broader picture to look at here. There's huge politicization of the police service as well. We know that the National Commissioner has had to tell the president why he should not be sacked. And now the president's applying his mind. How long must he apply his mind for? So let us know your thoughts on that. The other big story breaking this morning is a statement from the Public Protector's Office, the Public Protector confirming that it has received an executive ethics complaint against the president. So that complaint reached the office yesterday from an MP alleging a breach of the executive code of ethics against the president. That's as far as the statement goes. Opa Sekgwe is the spokesperson at the office of the public protector. Opa, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. Now, your statement doesn't say it, but I assume, because of the reference to Scopa, that this is emanating from Mervyn Dirks, the MP, and his complaints against the president.
Yes, that is correct. Honourable Mervyn Dirks is the complainant in this matter. He had indicated that he filed the complaint earlier, but we only received it late afternoon yesterday. And at that point, we were able to register it for investigation because, as we say in the statement, any alleged breach of the executive code against any member of cabinet and is brought to the public protector by a member of the executive or a member of the National Assembly or NCOP is a matter that the public protector is compelled to look into.
Mm. This, of course, all has to do with the comments that the president made around the funding of party political campaigns using state funds. We know that the public protector's office has investigated this before with the CR17 campaign. There was a whole court matter about that. Are you now treating this as a fresh interview?
Well, the matters are not quite the same if you think about it, because here the allegation is being made that the president in that audio file seems to be suggesting that he was aware that public funds were being used in intra-party campaigns, and the party I'm referring to is the ANC there. And then it is alleged that he did nothing about this, despite appearing to be well-versed on the issues. So the complainant is effectively saying, if that is true, then the president may have breached the executive ethics code, and he wants the public protector to confirm that or otherwise.
So you now begin your investigation. You've got 30 days, as I understand it, according to your statement.
Yes, the law does give us 30 days within which to complete this kind of investigation, but it does anticipate that we may not be in a position to conclude it within that time frame, at which point we must then alert the president that we may need more time.
Okay. Opa, thank you very much for speaking to us. Opa Sekgwe, spokesperson at the Office of the Public Protector, confirming there that they have now received this complaint. They are investigating an alleged breach of the Executive Code of Ethics against the president.